They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
No major derby preps last weekend, but that all changes now. Three grade three stakes on tap today, each worth 10 derby points to the winner. We start at Aqueduct with the Withers Stakes. Remsen hero Shotsky returns from an eight-week hiatus, trying for his second straight win at a mile and an eighth. But it won't be easy, as he'll be facing Monday morning quarterback. The latter has been impressive sprinting thus far, so the extra distance is the main question. Then we head to Gulfstream Park for the Holy Bull Stakes. The Barkley Tag trainee Tiz the Law looks to rebound from a disappointing effort over a sloppy track in the Kentucky Jockey Club and return to the form that saw him win the Grade 1 Champagne last October. Watch the track conditions at Gulfstream today. The forecast says possible rain. Either way, he's sure to face stern tests from both Et Indienne and Toledo, 1-2 finishers in a strong allowance race last time out. Santa Anita holds the Robert F. Lewis on their card. A small field is led by the undefeated Thousand Words. We last saw him gutting out a win in the Los Alamitos Futurity, and he should be short odds to notch another win today. No surprise the trainer Bob Baffert has another strong bunch of three-year-olds on the Derby trail, and Thousand Words is right at the top of the list. As a bonus, make sure to watch the Martha Washington Stakes at Oaklawn Park. If the uber-talented filly Taraz wins impressively again, her trainer Brad Cox has already said she may hit the Derby trail and face the boys next in the Rebel Stakes on March 14th. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Lord Nelson, one of only three sprinters last decade to win three grade ones in a single year, along with champions Run Happy and Mitoli. His three consecutive Grade 1 victories included a stakes record performance in 107 and 3/5 in Del Mar's historic Bing Crosby Stakes.
Lord Nelson, a dominating performance, easy in the Bing Crosby.
An unrivaled blend of elite speed and pedigree. Lord Nelson, Pulpit's last great son. Look for his first yearling selling this summer. Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number one, Independence Hall, unbeaten in three lifetime starts. We should see him next Saturday at Tampa Bay Downs in the Sam F. Davis. Number two is Thousand Words. He's undefeated in two starts. He'll be heavily favored in the Robert F. Lewis at Santa Anita later today. Number three, Dennis's Moment, disappointed after stumbling at the start in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, should be in the February 29th Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream Park. Number four is Authentic. He was impressive winning the Sham Stakes at Santa Anita. We'll see him either March 7th in the San Felipe or March 14th in the Rebel. And number five, Caracaro, awesome in breaking his maiden last time out at Gulfstream, supposedly being sold privately, maybe as we speak. Who knows where he'll turn up next, but he is super, super talented. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.